Praise the Lord. This is Brother Chuck Eberhart with another episode of this podcast, Hosanna Shout. Hosanna meaning God save us. God help us now. Save us now, Lord, and help us now. And that's what this old world needs. I tell you, we're in an awful shape. We're in an awful bind, but Jesus can help us, each and every one. We all need to be saved. We all need to be saved now. We cry out today for God to save you. Hosanna. Ooh, hallelujah. Hosanna shout. I want to share a little something. It's right a few days within 2023 Thanksgiving. I do wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. If you catch us later, you might be in between Thanksgivings. But we can always thank God. Thank the Lord Jesus Christ, the Master of the Sea, for taking us out of every storm of life. I tell you, He can deliver us. He can help us. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. I thank Him for so many things. This time of Thanksgiving. Now, I do like to have my turkey and my ham and my dressing. My wife makes such a great meal. She has such a wonderful spread, and I thank her for it. The broccoli and cheese and the macaroni and cheese. You get my drift out there today. Oh, it's so delicious, and some of the sweets we might have with it as well. An abundant, abundant feast. But I tell you, I just praise God for His manifold blessings. I thank Him that He saved my soul. I just want to share a couple of things today, and I hope you have the same sentiment. If you don't, just get your heart right with God. Just humble yourself before the mighty hand of the Savior today and ask Him to save you and set you free. And you'll have a heart to praise Him. You'll have a new song in your heart, and you'll want to praise Him every day. Praise God. One thing, I thank Him for to be able to thank Him for salvation. Praise God. We can quote the almost quoted verse in the Bible, probably John 3:16. What does it say? I know you remember from Sunday school. Maybe you heard your grandma say it. Maybe you heard a friend say it. You can say it today. Look it up, John 3:16. Praise God. It says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I thank Him for that. That's a good Thanksgiving praise and prayer today. I sing Hosanna, save us now, Lord. Save us. I'm standing in the need of prayer. I'm standing in the need of healing. I'm standing in the need of salvation. If you've never been saved, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world, you can call on Him today if you feel that touch. Just one gentle touch of the Holy Spirit can draw you to sweet salvation, can draw you to the cross of Calvary, draw you to the bleeding side of Christ Jesus, and He'll wash you and make you whole, and you'll have eternal life. He'll write your name down in the book of life. Hallelujah. You'll be adopted into the family of God as I was, and many untold millions have been set free and adopted into the family of God. We're born by mother and father in the natural, but praise God, we're born from on high by the Spirit of the living God. We're made whole and we're made new, and I thank Him for that. Yes, Lord, I thank You. The Bible speaks in 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Oh, that's in a section in the Bible where it speaks of giving, sowing and reaping. And there's so much truth to that, praise God. But then He ends it all when you can thank God for His unspeakable gift, the gift of His holy Son, His righteous Son, the name Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. the unspeakable gift. You can't really explain the sweet gift of salvation you have received because of the shed blood of Jesus, where we were in enmity with God the Father. But when he sent forth his Son in the veil of flesh, he was born in that little manger in Bethlehem, Judea, 2,000 plus years ago. He grew up, and as he grew, praise God, he was led by the Spirit of God, and he was given the Spirit of God without measure, the Bible says. He had much wisdom and much knowledge and much understanding, even as a wee child of 12 when they found him. They couldn't find him. His mother and his earthly father, Joseph, couldn't locate him after they had gone to Jerusalem for a feast time. Praise God. And finally, he was located in the temple. Oh, in the house of God at 12 years old. He was confounding the doctors of the law. He was answering their questions, and he was putting questions to them. I imagine they were hard questions because he was the creator. Do you hear me? He was God in the flesh, not in just in the spirit. God in the flesh. And I thank him that he grew on up and he took up his public ministry at the age of 30. And he ministered near and far away after he chose his disciples of 12. Even though one was a devil, the Bible says. One was Judas Iscariot who betrayed him. Oh, don't betray him today. If you have asked God into your heart, who Jesus Christ, our Lord, don't turn your back on him, friend. Don't you deny him. Don't you be ashamed of him. You just trust him and obey him every day, and he'll fill your heart with singing. He'll walk with you day by day. He'll be with you to deliver you out of every shadow or dark stain. He'll lift you up above the shadows of this old world, the darkness of the enemy that can come and attack you in such a cruel and merciless way. God can give you rest for your weary soul. He can give you peace within, but you must ask him. Hallelujah. Salvation is in the person of Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? It is a gift from God. He is that unspeakable gift. He is that gift from Almighty God. The Bible says it so. Hallelujah. In Mark chapter 8, let me turn to that real quick. I hope you can still hear me here. Mark 8, chapter 8 of the book of St. Mark says in 36 and 37, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" There's a lot of rich folks out there today that if they take their last breath without repenting of their sins, confessing them to Jesus and being born again, they'll go right on into hell. Oh, so they can, no matter how rich they are, I don't care how fat the bank account, I don't care how much land they have. I don't care how many businesses they own. I don't care how much property they have. I don't care how much money they got in their wallet. I don't care even in the world of online banking. I don't care what they got. It does not matter. It does not impress God, the creator of the world. Well, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You cannot buy salvation, friend. You have to claim that gift. And the gift is Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? If you'll just lift up your voice to him today, even if it's in a meek, mild voice, even if it's disturbed by prayers and sobbings, just cry out to him and tell him you're a sinner and you need salvation. Salvation, and the salvation is in his Son, Jesus. Just say, "Jesus, come and save me. Jesus, wash me in your blood. Lord Jesus, write me in my name in the book of life, the Lamb's book of life. Adopt me into the family of God. Forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry for all my sins. Lord, come and take up residence in my life, in my heart, in this old tabernacle of flesh. Come and make me whole and make me new." And he will do so, friend. He's that unspeakable gift. It's thanksgiving. We ought to thank God all the time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He came as a babe in a manger, as I said. He ended up going to the low cross of Calvary after the 3.5 years of ministry. And he shed his blood on that cross that he could bear our sins away. Aren't you glad? Aren't you thankful in your heart that he allows you to become a child of the King? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. Sing it now. His royal blood now flows in my veins. I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God. I'm a child of the King. Oh, hallelujah. I was lost and undone. But I came to my senses and said, Lord, save my ill-bound soul. He came as that babe in a manger, and we can come and adore him. It doesn't have to be just at Christmas time. It doesn't just have to be a time of Thanksgiving. Once a year, you can thank him for that great sacrifice every day. He had to come as a little babe, and they sing that, oh, come, let us adore him. Sing it now. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Is he your Lord today? Is he the anointed one, the Christ in your life today? Hallelujah. I hope and pray he is. We can come adore him every day. We can bow our knees and bow our hearts. Oh, and just praise him every day and thank him for what he's done. I also thank him for his sanctifying power. That means to be sanctified is to be set aside for him, for the master's use, consecrated and dedicated. You're set aside for him. You're purged and you're cleansed day by day. I can remember after I got saved, I still cussed. Sometimes some words would come out of my mouth. I said, it should not be. You should have sweet water and no longer salty water from this fountain made new through the blood of Jesus Christ. But I still had a problem with cussing, or cursing if you say it that way. And I got down on my knees one night in my prayer closet back home in Georgia where we lived at the time when I got saved. And I said, Lord, you see this problem. I don't want to hurt my testimony. I don't want to be trying to witness to somebody and I start cussing. Oh, that's not a good sight. That's not a good sign. That's not a good way. Other things that may be hindering us are hurting our testimony, hurting our witness for Christ Jesus. Some might say, why would I listen to that man? He's always cussing. Why would I listen to that person? They're always drunk. They're always on drugs, but they're trying to tell me how to live. Oh, just give it to God. Don't judge them. Just pray for them. I got down and I said, Lord, help me. You've saved me. I know. Cleanse and purify this mouth, this tongue, this heart, where it comes from. We know it comes from inside. Jesus told them that when he said, if you have some dirty hands when you eat, that's not so bad, but it's the dirtiness inside your heart, inside your soul. Oh, that speaks of the sin we're walking in. And it takes someone, it takes the person of Jesus, it takes the power of the Holy Spirit to sanctify, to cleanse us, and to day by day make us closer to the image of Christ. You say, well, I still have a problem with this or this or that. Well, I tell you, Jesus is a God of this or this or that. Do you hear me today? He can, by his power, cleanse, continuously cleanse you. And I'm so glad, and I continue to say, God, I need your touch, I need your help, forgive me. He lets the Holy Spirit come and witness to you because you belong to him. You have been marked by his Spirit. You have his fingerprints all over you. You have his love marks all over you. Do you hear me today? He loves you so, and he wants us to do right. And we can't do right in the flesh. We can't do right on our own accord. We need the sanctification
of Almighty God, to be set aside. And the Bible speaks of that too. We're not to judge, and we're not to cast down or cast aspersions at people. We're just to love them and gently witness to them. Sometimes you can witness in boldness, but that's by the power of the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 17, I believe it is, praise God, the Bible says, 2 Corinthians, maybe it is. Let me see here. 1 Corinthians. But the Bible does say we're to come out from among them. Might have temporarily lost my scripture there. That's okay. It is in somewhere in Corinthians. Praise the Lord. But it says, touch not the unclean thing. Come out from among them. Be ye separate. We're called to a higher calling, to a higher standard. We're called to come out from the unclean, not to touch the unclean thing, not to walk in that sinful way. And if you have an issue with any of that, God can help you through the power of sanctification by the Holy Spirit. Oh, that blood washes us clean. And we must continuously be sanctified as we walk through this old soiled, dirty, evil world. Do you hear me today? We can be attached to this or that. And it's not that we go out and witness. We go out and witness, but we don't have to wallow in the mud with the folks that like to wallow in the mud. We don't have to get in there like the old hogs in the trough. The hogs in the pig pen, do you hear me today? We can witness to the folks that there's a better way. Do you hear me today? There's a better life. He gives us life more abundantly, and he gives us eternal life. Praise God. And he sanctifies us, and we can go and witness to people, and they'll see a change in you. And so I remember when that man used to cuss like a sailor. He gave a sailor a bad name because he cussed worse than any group of sailors. Whole ship full of sailors, he cussed worse than them. That was me. Oh, I remember that person, that man or woman. I remember them when they were running around with anybody would run around with them. I remember them hanging out in the beer joints and the bar rooms and the saloons and the nightclubs. I remember them on every street corner and buying dope and hiding in a house of ill repute and living such an ungodly, unwayward life. Oh, but now I see a change in them. That's the sanctification after you're born again. And I thank God for salvation through Jesus Christ, his Son. I thank God for sanctification, the Spirit of God setting you aside for the Master's use. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. If you've had the blood of Jesus touch your life, it takes one drop, my friend. Oh, but he cleanses us and purges us as we've been dumped deep down in that sea of blood. And he brings you up a child of the living God, a child of the King today. So I'm thankful for sanctification. I'm thankful for salvation. And oh, praise God, I also thank him for the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Do you hear me today? I remember when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. Some say, oh, you just got carried away. Yes, I did. I was up in the throne room. you just got emotional. Yes, I was. I was very emotional. I told y'all before, I think, on one of these broadcasts, if I did, it bears repeating. If not, just listen close. I was driving an old potato chip, driving. That was my job at the time. Had been saved probably a year or so, maybe less, maybe more. But I hadn't longed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. God had saved me and he had sanctified me. took that old nasty talk out of my mouth and all. I was walking in the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. But I knew I could be baptized in the Holy Ghost. I read about it in the Bible, in the book of Acts, where the great baptism day came in the upper room, and he baptized 120 gathered there. And he spoke by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Do you hear me today? And I knew that God would give me power to be, even though I was timid and shy, and even now I'm more of an introvert than an extrovert, but God will give you power. Do you hear me today? Jesus had told the people, you shall be endued with power from on high. He said, you've been baptized in water. But he said, I'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost. He said, just wait for the promise of the Father. Jesus, after his resurrection, was on the earth with him 40 more days. Hallelujah. And he ascended up into heaven. But he said, wait, tarry. Just wait for the baptism of the Father, the Holy Ghost baptism. Oh, praise God. And he sent it to, 10 days later in the natural, on the day of Pentecost, which means 50 days. You see, after his resurrection, something was coming. Something special was coming. They didn't know how to minister in themselves. They didn't know how to go out and work without power. They had walked in Christ's power so long. They had walked in his shoes. They had walked in his presence. Now he had gone back to the Father, but he did not leave them comfortless. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. That means as an orphan, as one without a daddy. He said, I am your daddy, in other words, and I'm going to send you some power from the throne room of God. You will be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And when they did, they stood up and preached the word. When Peter got up and preached, you remember he had denied the Lord, and he went out and hid and had to weep bitter tears, and God made it right with him, and he made it right with God, and God loved him, because he said, go tell my disciples and Peter. Oh, you'll meet me over there in the mountaintop in Galilee, where he had appointed a time and a place to meet with his disciples, and he still meet with folks today. He's meeting with us today, right now. Do you believe me today? Do you have that salvation? Do you thank him for that salvation? Do you have that sanctification? Do you thank him for that sanctification? Do you have that baptism in the Holy Ghost? Do you thank him for the baptism in the Holy Ghost? I was in that old potato chip truck, and I was lifting a couple of needs of the family to God Almighty, because I was in his family now. Do you understand? Oh, hallelujah. And Jesus is my intercessor. He was right at the right hand of the Father as I was giving those needs. And he spoke a word back to me saying, it's going to be all right, son. I got it under control. And I just started praising him. You see, I had been trying to think of something I could do where I could be good enough to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. All he wanted me to do is to thank him and to praise him. And in his good timing, which is perfect timing, his timing is not like man's timing. It will come when you don't even look for it. And he'll come around a corner, oh, and just love up on you and take you up in his bosom. Oh, praise God. And we're right now in his throne room. And as I was thanking him for answering my prayers, he baptized me in the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost was driving that potato chip truck. Oh, and he kept it in the road, and I didn't end up in a ditch. The tears came down from my old eyes. My hands were raised up in glory, thanking my Lord, thanking him not only for salvation, not only for sanctification. Oh, hallelujah. Not only for hearing and answering my prayer, but now for baptizing me in the Holy Ghost and fire. Oh, hallelujah. I thank him now for the sweet baptism in the Holy Ghost, because he will endue you with power from on high, where you can stand up in a crowd and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. It's for everybody. Oh, all us children, you hear me today? Oh, we're in his hand. Yes, I'm in the hand of the master. Praise God. Amen. What does the old song say? He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole wide world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. Oh, do you believe it today? Are you thankful today? And sing it. He's got you and me, brother, in his hand. He got you and me, sister, in his hand. He got you and me, brother, in his hand. He got the whole world in his hands. Praise God. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for sanctification. I thank him for the baptism and the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus had told them in Luke 24. Let me get to it real quick. Luke 24. And I believe it's 49, right around there. Let's see here. This is when he's ascending up back to the Father. He said, and behold, I send the promise. See, that's a promise. You can count on God's promises. A man may lie to you, but God will never lie to you. He'll tell you the truth. Amen. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And we know in Acts 2 that the baptism of the Holy Ghost came. Now, a lot of people say, well, yeah, but that was for them. Yeah, well, that was for Peter and James and John and the other disciples, even all those 120 and gathered in the upper room. That's enough, though. That's enough. No, the Bible didn't stop there. There's other people that were baptized in the Holy Ghost, you see. And I love what Brother Peter says here, too. He says in 2 and 39 of Acts, for the promise is unto you and to your children. Oh, hallelujah. I like that. And to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. If you feel the tugging of the Holy Spirit right now, this day, this night, whenever you're listening to this podcast, or whenever you hear the ministry of Christ going forth, whenever you hear the gospel of Jesus Christ being preached, when you're being called, friend, if you feel a tug on your heart, that's not indigestion. Praise God. That's the Holy Ghost of God tugging you to Jesus. We must be born again. He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. You can't even see the kingdom of God. You can never enter into the kingdom of God unless you're born again. You can only be born again by confessing your sins and asking Jesus to save you. So salvation is there. Sanctification. Oh, he'll continue to cleanse and purge you and shine off and sand off the old rough edges. You hear me today? Hallelujah. And he'll fill you with the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Well, he'll make you bold. He'll give you strength to stand up as he did on the day of Pentecost. And when Brother Peter preached, they added 3,000 souls to the church. They had to put on a couple of additions and a fellowship hall. Do you hear me today? When God starts to move, things start to be shaken up. And he shakes up your soul. He shakes up your spirit and your mind. Oh, hallelujah. And your heart deep within. He gets a hold of your inner man. Oh, he cleanses him up. He makes you whole. He sanctifies you. He fills you with the Holy Spirit of God. People cannot have come around too late to tell me it's not real or if it's not for these days we're living in now. I tell them, let God be true and every man a liar. Praise God, because he still is raising folks up. He's still saving people. He's still sanctifying people. He's still filling folks with the Holy Ghost and fire, and it'll give you a holy boldness Well, you didn't want to talk to somebody before you go in a store, or you'll be at a street corner and not buying drugs or bodies or anything else. Praise God, you will be witnessing about Jesus to some lost soul. You may not beat them over the head with it, but they'll see that light shining out through your eyes. They'll see a change in your countenance. They'll see where you got a smile on your face instead of a frown. They'll see where you're not opening your mouth to cuss them out, but to bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to tell you today, we have a lot to be thankful for. Oh, praise God. Come, let us adore him. He paid our sin debt. Yes, he did. Can you praise him for that today and for so many other things? Oh, you have your own testimony, whether you know it or not, whether you've received Christ or not, you have a testimony you've lived already. But if you don't know him, I encourage you to receive him today. And what a blessed testimony you'll have, and what a blessed witness you'll be before many, many folks. He might have his hand on you to come and be a great gospel singer for Christ, a preacher, a teacher, an evangelist for the Lord Jesus Christ. A prayer warrior, someone to visit and help people, someone to just get on your face before God and ask for his mercy. Oh, hallelujah. We all need mercy, I tell you today. I've got so much to thank him for. I know he raised me up from a sick bed. I was really dying. I seemed like I was lost, almost lost hope with old cancer. He raised me up off a sick bed, and now I'm blessed to see more grandchildren. I've seen them born and come forth and starting to grow on up, and I even have seen great grandchildren come forth. I would have never seen, in this land of the living, I would have never seen them in this old worldly orb, this old planet we're living on, we call Earth. Oh, but praise God, I have seen him. My eyes have seen him, and it's been such a blessing. Oh, hallelujah. Been such a blessing. And I have the opportunity to witness Jesus to my own kin folks. It's wonderful. You can witness to strangers, but you can also witness to your family. Sometimes they're the hardest to be won to Christ, but don't give up. But I encourage you, if you've been saved, thank him, not just at Thanksgiving. Praise him not just at Christmas. Have a song of praise in your heart all the time. And thank Jesus for what he's done. Thank God the Father for sending that unspeakable gift. His name is Jesus. Can you say that with me today? His name is Jesus. Raise your hands and say it one time with me. His name is Jesus. So one more time, folks. His name is Jesus. I thank him today. I thank him. We close in prayer, and we'll soon see you again, Lord willing. Praise God to this podcast, Hosanna Shout. We just trust the Lord day by day. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you today for your many blessings. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for sanctification. We thank you for the baptism and the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we thank you for your manifold blessings, near and far away, great or small. We thank you for everything you do. We thank you for overshadowing us. We thank you for this sweet fellowship we can have with you and with others in the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord God, meet every need in our lives. Folks that are listening, or even now, save them if they're not saved. Heal them if they need a healing touch, Lord. Oh, reclaim them if they're backslidden away from thee. Oh, Father, have mercy today. Oh, raise up their children and their grandchildren and kinfolks near and far, Lord. Save them and set them free, Father. And we'll be careful to thank you for all you do, Lord. You are a mighty God, and we praise you forever. And Lord God, this time of Thanksgiving, we're so thankful for what you bless us with. And we thank you that we can walk with you day by day. Have your way, Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name. Dear friend, we love you today, and God loves you. And we'll see you soon, good Lord willing.
Bye-bye.